At least 26 people have been arrested at the American Air Force Base in Oxfordshire, where a four-day blockade by peace protesters began this morning.
We were just basically 10 people living in a peace camp on the side of a road, living in tents and caravans. We didn't have mobile phones, social media. We didn't have email or laptops. And we organized an amazing demonstration that really was very, very moving.
Demonstrators hoped to close the base at Upper Heyford, but about 400 police were present to ensure the base remained operational.
Very, very powerful, and it showed the extent of the worry and the concern that people had.
Soon after dawn, demonstrators started arriving for what the organisers described as the peace movement's most ambitious campaign of direct action yet. They'd hoped to blockade Upper Heyford, where American F-111 bombers are based.
The base have given the local civilian staff a week off, and the American soldiers are confined to their barracks, so they have already made a lot of changes.
More than 50 of the 500 protesters were arrested.
And in the afternoon, the ritual of sit-down protest and police removal was underway again, with many more arrests. Nothing, though, was allowed to interrupt the manoeuvres of the F-111 fighter bombers. Each one, say the peace demonstrators, carries many times the destructive power of the Hiroshima bomb.
Police have arrested at least 60 people.
More than 150 people were arrested today.
There were 240 more arrests today as demonstrators kept trying to blockade Upper Heyford in Oxfordshire.
Will you move, please? No. If you don't move, you'll be arrested.
As soon as people were being arrested and taken away in police cars, people would take their place. And it really was a sort of key moment of civil disobedience and very, very powerful. People were very, very afraid of potential for nuclear conflict and nuclear war, and we were very determined to do something about it.
The demonstrators at Upper Heyford were reinforced today by a contingent of supporters from the Midlands. Police made far more arrests, taking people away to be charged, in most cases with obstructing the highway.
This is nothing compared to the threat that we face.
There have been so many arrests that the police have had to set up a marquee nearby as a documentation centre.
In 4 days, police have made over 750 arrests.
But despite the hundreds already arrested, there's still a stream of protesters ready to follow suit.
Once again, flights of the F-111 fighter bombers were not affected.
I think it's very effective. It's shown that hundreds of people will come out to something like this. It's shown that people are really prepared to have fines and imprisonment. And best of all, it's been completely non-violent.
The anti-nuclear campaigners have ended their protest outside the American Air Base.
The four-day protest came to an end as several hundred demonstrators converged on the main gates to observe a one-minute silence. Their point made, the police then moved them away, slowly but firmly.
This demonstration hasn't achieved its objective of halting all operations at Upper Heyford. They do believe, though, that the peace movement has made its point once again.
It did help change the climate of opinion, and it did help usher in a whole period of nuclear treaties. Clearly, we're now in a situation where nuclear weapons are starting to come back. All the nuclear weapon countries, including the UK, are actually increasing their nuclear arsenals. And that's why we think the protest 40 years ago is still relevant today. People need to know about it because actually it's important that people know that you can do things and you can make a difference.